But here's what we're going to try to do today. We're going to talk about kind of where you start and where you stop with due diligence, and then focus really, I think, on the regulatory Pandora's box. Once you start the diligence process, all of those sometimes ghastly things that you find in the process, and what do you do with them? Making sure that you check the checklist and open the things that you need to open. And then what do you do with those issues that you find? Do you have to consider some sort of disclosure? Talking about how those then in turn, in fact, tailor or impact the documentation, how you manage expectations in the diligence process, how privilege plays a very, very important role. How do you integrate compliance into the merging systems or the merging physician practice in the hospital? And then briefly, if we get there, touch on what different deals mean for the different issues. So first, talking about the due diligence, where the race starts and where does it stop? And so we're really talking about this red box piece, if you will, that comes in the transaction. Generally, after you sign an NDA or a confidentiality agreement, get the letter of intent to place in place and talk about the structure. Once you've got that sealed down, generally the doors open for the diligence, followed by things such as the appraisals, the documentation, the post-closing issues. So it really is this who, what, where, when, why type of process. And to play a little bit on that, we're going to talk about first briefly the diligence and the who. And this can be really important. It sounds very basic, but who is playing what role in the transaction? So you typically have the parties and their counsel, right? But you have to think about who's going to be responsible for what. Who's going to set up the diligence room? Who's going to populate the diligence room? How much of a role your client might play in the diligence process, particularly when you start talking about physician practice acquisitions. You have to set expectations and be very clear that it is a time-intensive process.